Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. I'm joined now by Paul Muldoon. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, as well as an editor, a critic, a playwright, and a translator who's taught at Princeton University since 1987, where he holds the Howard G.B. Clark Chair in the Humanities. He's originally from County Armagh in Northern Ireland. He's the author of 12 major collections of poetry, and he was the poetry editor of The New Yorker magazine for a decade, and he continues to write for that magazine. He's also a lyricist. He writes lyrics and spoken word pieces for the band Rogue Oliphant, which is described as a loose affiliation of well-known musicians who set Muldoon's lyrics to music. Rogue Oliphant includes David Mansfield from Bob Dylan's band Rolling Thunder Review, Kite O'Riordan from The Pogues, Warren Zanes from the Del Fuegos, and others. They'll be performing with Paul Muldoon at the Creative Alliance here in Baltimore tomorrow night, and I'm delighted that Mr. Muldoon joins us on the line from New York. Paul, it's good to talk to you again. How you doing?
I'm in fabulous form and looking forward very much to being in Baltimore tomorrow night. We're very excited by the prospect of being with Joe.
Yeah, well, we are excited about having you. The last time you and I talked, you had a band called Ratchet. Has Ratchet been disbanded and in favor of Rogue Oliphant? Or what, tell me what your band situation is at the moment.
You know, it was a band called Racket, actually.
Oh, Racket.
It's okay. You know, one of the defining characteristics of a band, one might almost say, is that it almost inevitably disassembles. Indeed, there was a band that we had in the interim called Wayside Shrines. And, you know, just as we were getting off the ground, as it were, three of the members of that band left. And that makes life very difficult. And in fact, it lies behind my thinking that, you know, paradoxical though it might seem, Rogue Oliphant is not quite a band at all. It's a movable feast, and from gig to gig, we field slightly different teams. There is a core group of musicians involved in it, but it's not necessarily the same group on every occasion. As it happens, the group you might see tomorrow night in Baltimore is the core of the group. David Mansfield, whom you mentioned, Kite O'Riordan, Chris Harford, Warren Zanes, and Ray Kubian, a fabulous drummer, who'll be with us tomorrow night.
So when we talked a couple of years ago, you said something I thought was incredibly insightful. You said that the difference between a poem and a lyric, a song lyric, is that poetry has its own music. And I have quoted you on that many, many times, and I hope I'm quoting you more correctly than I'm quoting the name of your former band. But
No, not at all. No, I think, I mean, insofar as one can, you know, it would be a foolish person who would begin to hold forth on this or indeed anything else. And I don't know enough about either of these genres, I suppose one would say, poetry and song, though I've tried to do both for a long time, poetry for or verse for about 50 years now since I was a teenager. And the thing I've learned about it is that I know absolutely nothing or next to nothing about it. I'm just fascinated by the two activities, which are, of course, similar in some ways. They both use words. But as you say, the thing about the poem itself is that it is somehow complete ish within itself. One aims to make it complete. And it instructs one, actually, in how it should be performed. It comes with its own little score. It tells you how it wants to be read. And as you say, it brings its own music with it. The lyric, by contrast, is missing something. It's missing an element that will make it most truly what it can be in the world. And that magical element, of course, is the music itself. So it's always a fascinating business for me to write a lyric, and then to the way it works with us is farm them out, as it were, to you know, any of the range of, you know, very talented songwriters within the wider group known as Rogue Oliphant. And they get to work on it, and who knows what might happen. It's one of the thrills, actually, that one doesn't quite know how it might go. It can go almost any way at all. Whereas a poem, in a strange way, can sort of only go one way. So that would be the defining. That would be the difference, I'd say.
And then, what do you do? Are these songs written to be sung? They're written to be spoken. Do you speak and they play behind you? What's your role? Are you a singer
My
as well?
My role is more and more limited. I used to be in bands with three or four chords. I know stood me in reasonable stead. But this band, they're so good that they simply won't allow me. In fact, I sort of half-jokingly said the other day, maybe I'll play a chord or two on this, and somebody turned to me and said, absolutely not. they won't let me on stage with them, except perhaps to do a little spoken word piece, which I do with them, and I love that. And it seems to work quite well. So that's where the lyric, I suppose, let's call it that, is to the fore in a slightly different way. Don't think of them as background music or anything like that. It's just it operates in a slightly different way. So there may be six or eight of those staggered through the show that we put on. The rest of them are songs in a conventional sense. They're sung by various members of the band.
Well, I also think it's wonderful how you've often drawn the sort of lineage between what we know as verse or poetry now from riddles and prayers and incantations in times of even antiquity, that this is and I suppose slam poetry and spoken word performance is just a continuation of that lineage. There's a really long line of people using words. Yeah,
it is. And I think it's a very healthy and very rewarding way of thinking about verse, let's call it that. Verse is the stuff that stops for some reason, makes a little turn before it gets to the right-hand margin. And as you say, it occurs, and it's such a basic impulse in us. You know, it's behind most of our religious or spiritual practices. You can recognize it there. Our impulse to make a friend of mine, a fabulous Scottish poet called Don Patterson, described the poem once as a little mechanism for remembering itself.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we're going to have to leave that beautiful thought as our last thought today because we are out of time, but I very much appreciate it. Look forward to having you here in town tomorrow, and thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Paul Muldoon. He writes lyrics for the band Rogue Oliphant. Muldoon will perform some spoken word pieces with the band tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Creative Alliance here in Baltimore. And then on Sunday morning, he'll be offering a poetry workshop also at the Creative Alliance. Come to our website, wipr.org/midday, for all of the details. That's it for us today. Coming up Monday on Midday as we prepare for Thanksgiving, a story about finding family. Lisa Welchman is a tech entrepreneur from here in Baltimore. Daryl Lowe is a former musician in the Welsh Guards in Kingston, England. And last summer, they discovered that they are brother and sister. We'll hear their story Monday on Midday. We want to thank Bottoms Up Bagels for providing lunch today. Bottoms Up is a small batch pop-up bagel shop preparing hand-rolled New Jersey-style bagels, house-cured lox, and specialty cream cheeses inspired by traditions of bagel making dating way back to the 1940s. Available at the Waverly and JFX Farmers Markets and online at Bottoms Up Bagels. We also want to thank Healthy People Juice for providing fresh, local, artisan, cold-pressed vegetable and fruit juices. Healthy People Juice is a social enterprise centered around community, service, and health. They offer a variety of cold-pressed organic juices, and they're located in Fells Point. You can find out more at healthypeoplejuice.com. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall, who also himself has a terrific band. Rob Sivak, Sienna Greaves, and Kathleen Cahill produce our program. Jamila Krempel is WIPR's digital producer. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Our interns are Micah Middleton, Morgan Omey, and Jacob Took. I'm Tom Hall. Appreciate your listening. Have a great weekend.